22 past six. Many of us here in Brisbane have come from somewhere else. We know, of course, 1,500 people arrive here every single week. That is a new Queenslander every 7 minutes. So in 2006, what is Brisbane like for a new arrival? The Hagenmeyer family fly in this afternoon. Mum, Dad, two daughters, 11 years of age and 15 years of age. They are from Ohio in the US Midwest. So far, only Dad has seen Brisbane. Mum is Laurie. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, how are you feeling?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You spent a couple of days, I think, in our national capital.
Yes.
Flying in from the States on the weekend, I think. But you arrive in Brisbane this afternoon. Tell me, what have you learned about Australia so far from the last few days and from your research beforehand?
It's an absolutely marvelous country of very gracious people and spectacular sights and sounds. And we can't wait to experience it.
Brilliant. Well, that's very... Now, have you heard about drop bears yet?
Drop bear?
Yeah.
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, because this is the thing. No one ever talks about. People talk about kangaroos and koalas, so I thought it's my duty to just to inform you. It's not such a problem in the suburbs.
Okay.
So you don't really have to worry. But just you just got to watch out for them when you get up here. They're a bit like a wombat. Look a bit like a wombat, but they sit in the trees and they drop on you when you walk underneath them. But
great.
I know, it's crazy. Not in the suburbs, so nothing to worry about. I just thought I'd get that out because no one ever tells you about the drop bears. So tell me how long you're going to be in Brisbane.
2 years.
And what brings you here?
My husband's job.
Okay, so he's been here previously for a work trip.
Correct.
And has ended up with a job here. So now the whole family is shifted from Ohio to Brisbane. You arrive at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
Then what happens?
Then we'll check into a little bed and breakfast down near the GABA, and then we'll look for more permanent temporary housing, I guess you could call rental housing, for us to set up our lives again.
So you've still got to find a home.
Mm-hmm.
The girls are going to be going to schools here.
Yes.
And I assume you haven't yet organized schools?
No.
So have you got a sort of plan, like a timeline plan, how long before you get all that sort of stuff sorted?
Well, the girls are very anxious to enroll in school to begin, making friends and joining activities. So that's really going to be our top priority, but we don't know whether to choose the community first and then the schools or schools and the community. So we hope to get that done as quickly as possible, hopefully on the inside of a month.
Mm. And what are the girls' interests?
My oldest daughter is a sports person. She enjoyed softball and basketball in the States, and she's very excited to continue surfing. They took some surfing lessons in Charleston, South Carolina last summer, and then we stopped in Hawaii on the way here, and they surfed on Waikiki Beach, and so she's excited with that. And my younger daughter, somewhat into sports, but also she was also a member of a Girl Scout troop, which is similar to your Girl Guides, I believe.
Yes. Or there are Girl Scouts as well as Girl Guides, so you've got the choice. So they'll fit in because all that, they're going to find things to do. Your husband's going to find, has work, so that's going to occupy him. And what about you?
I'm going to manage everyone. I'm going to plan our school break holiday trips and hopefully maybe a volunteer in the community with the schools or other pursuits, and just really try and keep our family on the right path.
We care about you, and we want to look after you, and we want to keep checking in with you because, I think often the role that you're talking about playing is the one where you can, if you're not careful, I suppose, become isolated. And so we're gonna keep track of you, Laurie. We're gonna make sure that you're happy here in Brisbane and that you get to enjoy things for you as well.
Oh, I'm sure I will. A friend, Patty, I met online. She's been tremendously helpful, and I know she's going to offer that type of role for me. So I'm looking very excited to that, and I've also made others contacts. So I'm pretty open person, so I'm looking forward to meeting folks too.
I'm sure that you'll be fine. Patty, people know Patty Beecham. She's a former reporter here at ABC, so people actually know her. The singer, and we should thank her for putting us in touch with you.
Absolutely.
The singer Chris Isaak, you'd be familiar with, I'm sure.
Okay.
Do you know Chris Isaak?
No.
I think he's from America. Anyway, well, he tells us he's a well-known American singer. In today's edition of a magazine called the Brisbane News, he says Brisbane is just like New York.
Ah, great.
Yeah, but I don't know what he was smoking before he said that. You don't expect Brisbane to be like New York, do you?
No, I don't. I expect it to be a little bit on a smaller scale, but yet still an exciting city and beautiful city.
Tell me what your favorite TV show is as a family.
Oh, as a family.
Or yours. Because I can pretty much guarantee it'll be on here somewhere. That's kind of the problem.
That's good. The girls and I enjoyed American Idol, which I know you have seen, the Australian Idol.
Australian Idol starts with Sunday, so yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
That's good. I happen to enjoy watching medical shows.
Yeah, well, we've got House here. We've got ER, of course.
Yeah, good.
TV's going to be fine. What about your favorite food that you think you might not be able to get here?
Oh, God. You know, we're not really worried about that. We didn't come here to complain about what's unavailable as Americans. We're here to really enjoy the Australian culture and try to be a part of it as much as we can.
Oh, we like you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I won't bombard you with info right now, but you arrived this afternoon at 2. Within your first 2 days, though, you need to go up Mount Cooper so that you can look out over the whole city. And you need to take the family up the river on a city cap, which is our commuter ferry. Those are the two bits of info that I won't bombard you, but those are my two bits of advice when you get here, just to see what Brisbane is like.
Absolutely.
And other listeners, I'm sure, will probably from time to time suggest things or whatever that you should be doing. 2 years in Brisbane, the forecast is fine and 22 today.
Oh, that sounds very good.
So it's beautiful. I don't know what Canberra's been like.
Max of 10, maybe.
Well, it's summer all year round here, so safe flight up, and we will talk to you once you get to Brisbane, Laurie.
Great, thank you, Spencer.
All right, all the best with it.
Thank you.
All right, Laurie Hagenmeyer and her family arriving in Brisbane this afternoon at 2 if you happen to be at the airport, and you see some Americans getting off the plane looking a little bit lost. Walk up to them and say, hey, are you the Hagenmeyers? If so, welcome to Brisbane. And yes, thank you to Paddy Beecham for putting us in touch with Laurie. The two met on the internet, and Paddy said, well, here's a family that's coming. They might need a bit of support. Maybe 6:12 can get behind them. And I said, what a fantastic idea. Coming up after the 6:30 news,